Morning, everybody. It's great to be with you. Morning, boys and girls. And you'll have picked up from that passage that one of the themes for today is food. Food comes up quite a lot. And I know that none of you have ever thought about food or lunch or anything like that during a sermon at St. Peter's. But, of course not. But I want us to think about food quite a lot today. And I thought just be interesting to see what kind of foods you like and what kind of foods you don't like. So I've got a bag here, a Sainsbury's bag. Other supermarkets are available. And I'm going to pull out different kinds of foods, and when I pull them out, I'd like you to either go, like that. Should we practice that? Everyone? Or, like that. Mums and dads, you might have heard that sound quite a lot, if you have kids like mine. Okay, right, what should we start with? A couple people said, all right, fine. Okay, I'm going to put it towards the side, because I think that was definitely an you're looking at the flavour, aren't you? Okay, it's upside down. It's crispy bacon. Does that change? All right, okay, it's moved up a little bit. That's impressive. That's my jumper. We're not going to eat that. All right, fine. Now, this one might possibly be divisive. Okay, I'm going to put that dead in the middle. I think that's going to be dead in the middle. Oh, this is a good one. Are you ready for the ums? Okay, you're definitely nervous. I'm going to put it down here. It's cabbage. And quite healthy eaters up here. And, oh, you don't want this one. All right, fine. It's my lunch for later, though. Anyway, so that's food, and we love food, don't we? We love food. But the thing is, what do you feel like when actually you've gone without food for quite a long time? How does that make you feel? What kind of words do we use to describe that? It means that we are hungry. Yeah, we're hungry. And how do you know you're hungry? What does your body do to make you show you're hungry? Yeah. But your tummy gurgles, my tummy gurgles, yeah? So your body is telling you, oh, you're really hungry. And that is because your body wants to tell you, you need food. You need food. And actually, our body's telling us that if we don't have food at some point, we're going to die. Without food, eventually, there is no life. I want you to think about that as we go through this story this morning. I'm going to talk through the story. So Ethan read it really, really well. I'm going to go through it again, though. So Jesus is going around, and he's doing lots of great things. He's teaching people, he's doing miracles. And then he decides to get into a boat to go to the other side of this big lake. Next slide. And a massive crowd is following him because they have seen that he has done lots and lots of miracles. He's done amazing miracles. So next slide, please, Fiona. He's done things like healing people. So people couldn't walk, and then Jesus comes along, and suddenly they can walk. He's been raising people from the dead. He's been doing incredible things. And so, next slide, there's lots of people there. There's a massive crowd. And Jesus says to his followers, he says, look, what are we going to do? There's no food. What are we going to do? How are we going to feed them? Can we go and buy food? Is there any food around? Can we afford to pay for all this food? Next slide. And his disciples say, no, of course not, Jesus. There's 5,000 people here. 5,000 people. That's a lot of people. I reckon there's probably 80, 90, 100 people here this morning. 5,000 people. I'm not very good at maths, but that's a lot more than this, okay? So 5,000 people is a huge number. I'll show you a picture of 5,000 people a little bit later. So they say, no, we can't do that. Next slide, please. But then one of the disciples comes up and he says, this is all we have. This is all we have. We have five loaves and two fish. In fact, I've got some this morning. Here we go, in the basket. A little boy brought this. Five loaves. And then I was going to do two fish, but I thought that might be a little bit smelly. So, two cans of tuna fish. It's a bit lame. And someone came along and said, look, here we are. This is all we have. But what can we do with that? There's 5,000 people here. Next slide. Jesus says, look, get them all in groups. Get them all in groups because I am going to feed them. And the disciples do that. Next slide. And Jesus lifts it up to heaven and he gives thanks for it and he performs a miracle. And next slide. everyone gets given food. 5,000 people, just from that amount of food, gets fed. Next slide. And actually, there's leftovers. There's leftovers after all of that. Next slide, please. That is apparently 5,000 people, according to Google. That is 5,000 people. That is a lot of people, and that is how much food went between them all. Now, what do we learn from all of this? There's two things I want us to learn this morning. Here's the first one. Jesus is not an ordinary guy. In fact, Jesus is God. Hands up if you think your mum makes really nice food. Good. Today was the day to really put your hand up, okay? Put your hand up every time someone says that, but today is the day. My mum, okay, hands down, my mum makes brilliant food. Oh, I love my mum's food. Love my mum's food. My gran makes amazing food, amazing roast dinners. My wife makes really lovely food as well. And I know lots of people who make great food. The cook at the Fulham Boys School makes wonderful food. Owen will tell you that later. Wonderful food. What's your favourite meal? Pizza, yeah, pizza on Friday. Yeah, pizza. Great food. I don't know anyone who can turn that into enough food to feed 5,000 people. I don't know anyone at all. And boys and girls, if you know anyone who can turn that into feeding 5,000 people, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Come and tell me later if you, because it's going to spoil my whole talk if you do. Okay. I don't think there is anyone who can do it. Which shows that this guy, Jesus, is not an ordinary guy. He's not an ordinary guy. In fact, he is God. And growing up, what a great thing to pray for the kids here, that they would grow up to know that Jesus is God. In a world that is saying lots of other things, they would grow up to know Jesus is God. He is not just an ordinary guy. He is unique. Here's the second thing, though, that I want us to think about, and that is that Jesus offers true life. In fact, Jesus is true life. So, next slide, please. This is something that Jesus said a little bit later on, a few verses on. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." So he's multiplied all this bread and he's fed these people. And now he's saying, "I am like that bread." You know, when your body is telling you you're hungry, you need food, he is saying, actually, what people need most of all is me. They need me. Boys and girls, Jesus is saying that everyone needs him more than anything else, more even than food. But here's the problem. The problem is that often the things we look to for life are fake. They let us down, because if we just think it's all about those things, then it turns out they don't offer true life. So imagine if I was really hungry and I wanted to make a sandwich and eat it right now, which would be completely inappropriate, so I'm not going to do that. But just imagine, and I go and I get some bread, okay? Piece of bread. I'm quite hungry. I'll have two pieces of bread. And I've got a toaster as well. I've got a toaster. And put that in, and then I'm going to eat it. Now, what do you think of that? Is that going to feed me? Why is it not going to feed me? Why is it not going to feed me? It's only a tiny bit of bread. There's a bigger problem than that, though. You notice how hungry I get. It's fake. It's ow, that really hurt. Sorry, I didn't practice this. That really hurt. It's fake. That's the problem with it. It's fake. And I need to remember to take this back to one of my daughters. It's fake. That's the problem with it. Other things look like, sound like they're a good thing. So let me show you. I'm going to ask Fiona to put a picture of bread on the screen, okay? Maybe that'll feed me. Can we have a big bleh? Yeah? Now, that, can I say that's off Google Images? That's not my bread in my house. And the thing is, though, that is what it is like. When we look to other things and we say, oh, that is what's going to give me life, then it becomes like that, or it becomes like that. It becomes fake, or it becomes just something that is rotten, corrupted. And grown-ups, I don't know about you, but that's what I do. So I think, oh, if I could only just have that really nice car that my neighbour has. If I could only live in that street or that area. If I could only have a little bit more money, a bit of a pay rise or something like that. If I could only have that job. Sometimes we think, oh, if I could only be more popular with people. If I could only get people to like me. Sometimes it's about the relationships we have. Sometimes about holidays, I think, oh, life's terrible at the moment, but once I get to that holiday, it's going to be brilliant. That is the thing that's going to give me life. And boys and girls, maybe at school you think, oh, if I could only get in the football team, if I could only get in the rugby team. Maybe boys and girls, you think, oh, if I could only get a good mark in that subject, and the teacher would say, oh, you're one of the best in the class, but it's never me. If I could only get that thing, that is the thing that is going to give me life. And none of those things are bad, but when we make them the thing, then they become like that. Because actually, Jesus is the one who offers true life. Other people do it differently. Other people say, oh, I want to get life from God, but I need to do stuff. So I need to read my Bible every day, which is a good thing to do. I need to pray. I need to come to church. Those are good things to do. I need to be nice to people. It's a good thing to do. But actually, and grown-ups, I don't know if you find this, that you think, oh, that is the thing. And you take your eyes off Jesus. And Jesus says, actually, I am the only one that is that. I am the only one that is the true bread of life, that truly provides life. And boys and girls and grown-ups, I want us to remember that, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And the next time we go hungry, we get really hungry, a little reminder, isn't it? Food is good. All these other things are good. But Jesus is the one who offers true life. Let's pray. So you might want to close your eyes. Let's pray. And Father God, thank you for this story of a true event where Jesus fed so many people, that showed his power over everything, over the world that he made, just showed that he is God. And help us to believe that. Help us to believe as well what he says about being the bread of life. He is the one that provides true life. And please help us to keep our eyes fixed on him, to keep on looking at him and not looking to other things to provide that life. That is hard for us to do because we go wrong all the time. But please, through your Spirit, would you help us to do that from now on? Amen.